This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant. We should edit that out.
We would go to the bathroom somewhere.
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
Teeth's not exactly that long. Like, it's not like it was like a teepididymus.
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Do we know the good shit? We absolutely do.
I mean, you never leave a slaughterhouse protest feeling like you got what you wanted because, you know, they're still going to be murdered.
Chris Manzo, wait, Venmo.
Oh my God.
Still no payment. I made $3.02 so far.
They were daddy conversations, they were mommy conversations.
Plenty this was a mistake. Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to an emergency Dear Albie. I got on the phone very quickly. I got Alex here.
Hi.
I got my brother Christopher here.
Hi.
I called in an emergency session of Dear Albie. Alex still has no idea what happened. Chris, I told him a little bit of a brief
story. I got the live breakdown while it was happening via text.
Yeah.
But for those of you that don't know, Al text in like movie poster lines. Like, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. Oh, one line.
We're here. Yeah. Like shit like that. So I don't know the whole story.
Yeah, I would make like the worst doctor.
I always call Al Dr. Al because he, like, if he were a doctor, you would walk into his office and you'd be like, hey, doc, how do the results look? And he'd go, ah, shit. Oh, man, not good. Oh, not you, a fantasy football thing. And then he would start telling you the story. That's Dr. Al. So whenever that's what we call him whenever he, like, no. Slowly builds into a story. Like, okay, Dr. Al, get to it.
There are just two types of texters, and there's the people that write in paragraphs, and there are people that write in bullet points. I'm a bullet point guy. I am just like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? It's three different text messages. I'm sorry. It's just how I am, okay? Very annoying to some people, but it is what it is. I get a text. Now, I put this on social media the other day. This is why it's an emergency session. I got catfished last week, and a lot of people, I put this on social, DM me saying, oh my God, how did this happen? And it kind of sounded a little bit, I didn't realize that it sounded differently as I described the story than it actually went down. A lot of people thought I was talking to somebody on social media, trading DMs, okay, or am I on a dating website, all this other stuff. No, nothing of this happened. We are going to do this Dear Albie style, okay? And we are going to say it was a write-in question because this is a fact. This was a text message that I got, okay?
Wait, a text message.
A text message that I got last week, 9:16 p.m. Dear Albie, from unknown. Guess I was right when I said you wouldn't text me with the emoji with like the little Monopoly piece.
The Monopoly eyepiece.
Yeah, the little eyepiece thing. Okay. Now, I saw that. I didn't know who the hell it was. It was a Connecticut phone number. So immediately I said to myself, oh my God, was this somebody from work that I like blew off, this and that and the other thing. Now, I don't know about you, but when I get a text from a wrong number or a number that I don't have saved, I immediately go to think, oh shit, this is somebody whose number I just didn't save for whatever reason. They're going to know that about me, okay? I don't often get new phones, although I got a new phone not that long ago, but I didn't lose my numbers, okay? Saying, hey, new phone, who's this? Is not something that is going to work. I feel like it's a big giveaway. Me and Christopher do the same damn thing. I try and kick that conversations can down the road long enough where you say something that gives you away.
Well, I have a method that I don't want to share with the public, but I'm going to share with the public because it's something that if I were able to monetize would make me rich, but I cannot monetize it. So I will just share it with the world. When I get a text from a number that I don't know, I save that number under something, right? Maybe it's question mark. Maybe it's something else. Then I go to Snapchat and I hit add friend by contact. And I go through my contacts and I'm able to add on the Snapchat. Well, and then the question mark that I saved that person under will be there and their full name appears underneath it.
Which was huge because this is the tactic that leads us – that you kind of Tarantino'd it, okay?
Oh, I didn't know that's where you were going. But that's what – I just want everyone to know that's what I did.
Here's the thing. There's a tactic Chris uses that has worked for sure. It's not really so much a reveal, but Christopher taught me that tactic. So immediately the first thing I do is take this person's number. I save it in my phone as question mark, okay? Who is this? And it comes up on Snapchat as an emoji with pink hair. And I'm like – this doesn't make any sense because I feel like I would remember who this was from this state and whatever, blah, 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 blah. So they say to me, I respond with a question mark. Okay. They said, not sure how to interpret that. I respond, I volley back. When was that said? Trying to figure out who the hell this is. They said, if I recall correctly, we met at Poorhouse in Hoboken sometime back and exchanged numbers. Red flag number one. Okay. You were remiss in reaching out, so I decided to take the first step. Ring any bells? Now, I haven't been to Poorhouse in quite some time.
And I don't exchange numbers.
I don't exchange numbers either.
I take your number.
I take your number. I don't give you my phone number.
Unless, if I'm trying to get your number, I'll do the opposite. I'll say, here, you could have my number. But, you know, I don't know. This is not how it goes.
Well, so I'm like, when? And I'm sorry, but who is this? Now, look. One of the things, you might just say, oh, hey, this is weird. Cut it off. I guess this comes from, you know, TV and everything like that. You want to figure out who the hell this is. I didn't know if this is Chris pranking me. I don't know if it's somebody just trying to get info. This is weird. Either way, this person's got my phone number, and I want to figure out why. Okay? And this is just very, very strange for me. Okay? So now, I said, when is this? I'm getting a slight prank vibe. Okay? So we go back and forth, right? And then they said, yikes. Are you still interested in meeting up? Basically, like, yeah, you ghosted. And I'm like, well, when is this? This past summer, end of spring. Now, I'm in a relationship at that time, and I know for damn sure this is a made-up story. Right at this point, I know this is made up. But now, I'm concerned. How the hell does this person have my phone number?
Yeah, how they get it.
So, again, I go back. I grew up with Christopher Manzo. I'm like, what bar is Chris in right now where he's laughing his ass off with somebody like doing this, doing that, whatever it is, okay? And they're just saying, oh, you know, I don't remember exactly when it was. I was in a tequila lime, and I say to them, hey, can I get
– I was in a tequila what?
Yeah, she goes, I was halfway through a tequila lime. I don't know who this – you know, I don't fully remember all the details, blah, 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 right? So I said, look, I'm sorry, but I can't verify you're a real person. I keep trying to – almost at this point – dead the conversation, or at least just until I at least get how they got the phone number of who this is, right? And they said, well, I don't have social media, which we talked about when we met, providing more details, but would a picture help? I said, sure. In which case, I am sent this photograph.
For those of you that can't see, it's a brunette girl with hearts all around her head.
With a social media filter? She doesn't have social media.
Well,
yeah.
She actually said, I only have Snap. Now, I looked up at this point. I remember Chris's little idea, okay?
Whoever she is, she's beautiful.
I looked them up on Snap. I'm like, all right, I feel like
stolen identity.
Yeah, I half recognize this person, okay? Now, I say to myself, now, maybe not from being out, but this isn't somebody that looks like not a real human being. But also doesn't look like, you know what I mean? It's just something.
She looks like someone you would have given your number to at some point.
She picked the perfect catfish picture.
Yeah, she did.
Like,
for you.
I could have met this person.
See, now what I would love to do is get them in the same room.
Well, what do you mean? The person that.
That girl in that picture and the girl that you catfished.
So at this point, well, the girl that.
Oh, that catfished you.
Right. So, like, but basically what happened.
I catfished somebody once. Well, someone I hated.
First question off the top of my head to you guys is, have you ever, Alex, been catfished / catfished anyone?
No.
Never?
No. I've never really tried to meet anybody online, so it's never come up.
Just period?
Nope.
Okay. Chris,
Totally.
What did you do?
I can't get too into it because they'll definitely know that I'm talking about them, and I have a feeling it's somebody that might listen to this here and again, but there's somebody that I hated just flat out, and they I just know that they always met people through, you know, online, and a couple friends and cousins went online, and we started a profile, and we gathered.
Oh, I know who this is about.
And we couldn't I'll be honest, we were too good at it. It was getting to the point where it was getting uncomfortable, and
then I don't know this story.
Yeah, we were getting dirty texts within like 15 minutes, and it just, we weren't prepared for that. and we just aborted. I might have been like, listen, I like you, but I don't. Or like, I threw like a Winnie the Pooh line in there, like today is today or some shit, and I just like didn't talk.
So basically they came on.
I know
to
another
you
person who also strong pretended they were a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
And they spoke to women in the Dominican Republic and exchange the emails and things like that.
That's pretty heavy.
I caught them doing that.
so they had to explain.
Yeah, I caught someone doing that.
Wow.
And what a weird thing to get caught doing.
Yeah, and I was like, want to talk about this? Hold on now.
If they were looking up, if they were reaching out to people in the DR, were they weren't communicating in English?
This person was pretty fluent in Spanish, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and it was somebody that I figured out what they were doing just because I'm not an idiot. I'm looking at it. It's more than not an idiot. I'm a lunatic. And I was just kind of like, why would this person follow this person? Also, what's this person have to say on Twitter? And I was like, this fucking person is that person. And I could tell from just the way they talk. And then I don't know the person enough. I know the person well enough, I should say, rather, that I just shouted it out, and then they were like, you're right. And I was like, oh, well, you keep doing your thing.
It's wild. So I looked this girl up on Snap. I do Chris's move, right? And now I find her on Snap and I add her because I start saying to myself, you know what, this is a little bit weird. I don't like the fact that you're using my phone number and all that other stuff. I'm bringing this conversation to Snapchat because I feel like I just caught her. Okay?
Right.
And this is why. So she gives me her first name, and then the last name is in the Snapchat name, and she's got the pink hair. And I respond, I said, I think you're a liar. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, the person, your Bitmoji has pink hair. And, you know, it's your brunette in the picture that you sent me, whatever it is. And she like kind of like laughed it off. Okay. So we go back and forth. And I said, listen, you know, my brother and I have been exposed to some pretty weird things. I've probably caught about, I don't know how many people that have DM'd us either from fake profiles or whatever it is.
Right.
Trying to catfish us for one reason or another. Okay. Just, I don't understand why. It's just something that they did, okay? So I say to them, hey, listen, well, you know, I just feel like this isn't a real person. And, you know, do me a favor. Why don't you send me a video of saying, hey, I'm not catfishing you if this is real? And she says, that's a ridiculous request. And I said, no, person that I have no idea who you are with this made-up story texting me. I don't think it's a ridiculous request. If that's who you are for real, okay, send me a video. Okay, on Snapchat, which is not a – I got to be honest with you. You're going to snap it anyway. Just – I'm not saying even send it to me. Just snap one. I don't really care. Saying like jump on one foot. I don't know. Prove it's you. Okay? That doesn't happen. So I just said, all right, listen. I don't want to be weird or anything, but for a variety of different reasons, I wasn't necessarily planning on meeting anyway. But if you were going to catfish, red flag, red flag, red flag. Okay? So then they say to me, oh, well, you know, fine, I admit it. That's not the person I am in the picture. Now, I got chills. Now, this is, I'm paraphrasing because obviously this went back and forth for about like 45 minutes, an hour. I got so freaked out because this is what their response to that was. I said, well, who are you? She goes, well, I just know from social media you like to date brunettes with nice eyebrows. So I sent you that.
Now, I would reference two podcasts ago when you were insisting you don't have a type, when this complete fucking stranger knew how to, your words, perfectly catfish.
Yeah, well, not, she wasn't perfectly catfishing.
You said the perfect picture.
She took a picture, in the sense that it wasn't like, it was somebody that you would recognize, but they weren't big time famous. So like you would say to yourself, oh, I might have met them. In that sense, it was a good picture. Like,
so this person knew, a stranger.
Subconsciously, you've seen this person before. You know what I mean? It was like, that's what I mean by that. Like somebody that's, I don't know where they are in the chain of celebrity. I don't know who this person is. I still haven't been able to figure it out. But I said to myself like, oh, I feel like I've seen them before. So it's kind of like somebody that's like in a bunch of commercials. You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey, like you might not be able to name them off the top of your head, but your subconscious mind is going to say, oh, I know who that person is. I've seen them. Which made it like very CSI.
I think this person knew you had a type and sent you that.
Well, all right, fine. Whatever. But, I mean, you're not totally far off. So they say – So they say that, right? So they say that back, and I'm like, I'm very, very, really freaked out. Now, okay, because we have been through this our fair share of times and everything else, okay, I do a little CSI work on my behalf, all right? I go to work on the first name that was given to me plus the last name minus the initials that are in the snap. I get this person's job. I get their real face. I get their full name, where they went to school, every down to the last thing, okay? So I said, listen, I'm not – now, but in the middle of this conversation, now I noticed that her location's still on. I got where she lives now from Snapchat. Her live location is
in
Snap.
But you can see someone's live location on
Snapchat? This only is a if you're, rookie. Well, you are a rookie.
You may have it turned on. I know that you shouldn't have it.
I mean, I don't have a Snapchat, so I deleted
my Snapchat just this week.
Oh.
I deleted the icon. I didn't delete the account.
A real rookie in the catfishing game, though. You don't have your location on. I mean, come on. And now she is from Hoboken. Okay? I'm seeing where she's standing in that present moment in Hoboken. I know
it's
residential.
More of a cat minnow.
Right. Not even so much a full-blown fish at this point. Right? You are a cat guppy. You know?
Little tadpole.
So, yeah. You know? So we're sitting there, and I said, well, listen. Now that she goes, I feel so bad. Now at this point, I've actually gotten to the place where she seems like a very nice person. You know, we're actually getting along.
So fucking weird.
And I say to her, listen.
He tried to bring this person to my apartment to have her on this show.
That's gonna be the little reveal at the end. The where I'm going with this basically is here. We are talking now, okay? And I said, listen, I now know your name, okay? Would you do me a favor? I said, I don't mind the catfishing thing for a variety of reasons. I would not have met up with you even if you were that person, okay? And I explained it to her what those reasons were. I was like, you know, I'm not really interested in kind of meeting up either way. But obviously, now that I think you might fucking kill me, that's also on the list. Besides the obvious reason, I said, but besides the obvious, you actually seem like quite a nice person. I said, so why don't we do this? Why don't you just do me a favor? I said, my only concern at this point is how you got my number. This is just a little bit different.
Yeah.
I would like to know. You know, can you at least give me a heads up into that, all right? And she says, I'll never tell. Well, at this point, I said, well, I appreciate the fact that you don't want to tell me whoever gave you my number or how you got it, but here are the things that I know about you. So I go, here's where you work. Here's your name, blah, 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 blah. I said, I feel like it's a fair trade at this point. You know me. I know you. Why don't you just tell me what it is? She starts laughing, okay? Really had a very good sense of humor about it. She said, Al, I got to tell you the truth. The way you handled this is very nice. I actually met you when you guys had the restaurant in Hoboken, when it was Little Town, but before it was Ainsworth. She goes, I met you there. You seemed like a very, very nice guy. You went to high school with a friend of mine. They gave me your number. I've had it for years, and I'm a bottle of wine deep, and this seemed like a good idea an hour ago, and now I feel kind of stupid. Okay? Now, I just start laughing, and I'm like, all right, if that's what it was, that's what it was, and see you later. Now, I post on Instagram that this happened. Okay? Mm-hmm. I think it's all funny, this, that, and the other thing. All right? And I said, oh, wow, you know, they actually seem pretty nice. Should I have them on the show? Now, I got to be honest with you. I have so many questions for this person. Like, what? She kept asking me to meet up, right? I've got so many questions. Personally, I think we should have her on the show.
Right, but where my issue comes up is his initial reaction was, the catfish person's down to do the show. We'll have her. And I said, that's great. You're not having her at my fucking apartment. where we do this is up for you to figure out. I have plenty of questions myself, but I think it's lost on you almost immediately how fucking insane what this person did.
Yeah, well, I wrote her back because she lied.
I know she's probably listening to this, and that's
you're
fine,
not going to believe this, but she lied to me about not having social media because she saw my Instagram post.
Right.
And responded, which, you know, I thought was a betrayal of trust because she told me she didn't have any social and now she's lying. You know, we're just getting this relationship off on the wrong foot. And
this might be
level.
A not with Chris episode. I just don't know that I could be nice to this person for a full hour. I just think it's insane.
It's definitely a little scary.
I'm more fascinated by how kind you are to this person.
Me too.
And you're like, kind of defending him.
No, not so much defending. I just felt like, you know what? Honestly, I want to understand the psyche. Them. I want to understand what she was trying to get out of this. Like, what is it that you were actually looking to accomplish? Because if I was attracted to the person in the picture and I showed up at that bar, okay, and then you weren't them, what did you think was going to happen?
My guess is if she wanted you to meet up, you would meet at the bar. Maybe it's a quiet room, dimly lit. Al sitting at the bar and he's looking around. He looks to his left, he looks to his right, looks to the door. He does this over and over again. She's already there. looking at this, seeing him get weaker by the second because this person that he was so excited to meet didn't show up. And Al, who I'm assuming has never been left high and dry, blown off on a date in his life, for the first time been blown off by this person, in swoops pink hair emoji girl. She walks in. Hey, what are you doing? Why the long face? Oh, well, I thought I was going to meet someone today. And it turns out I haven't. Oh, well, that's a shame. What's she like? I'll tell you what I like. And she starts saying all the things that she already knows he likes from their previous conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then, I don't think she would have like introduced herself. She would have just like tried to like meet him around.
Totally.
Like, him there.
Yeah, and then she'd probably even just get herself a new cell phone the next day.
I mean, do you guys feel like Chris's thoughts on this are way too evolved to have not thought this through already? You really got this down. Like you kind of
that's just kind of
on the spot like that.
I'm in agreement.
Storyteller.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly though, you know, maybe you're that probably would have been the best way to approach it.
That's what I mean. If I were to do it, that's how I would do it.
But what's the goal here? You know what I mean? And to be honest, she was, she was very appreciative of the fact that like after I got all the information, I was like, oh hey, don't worry, not going to out you this that the other thing, but. The point of it is I just find it fascinating, and obviously like the phenomena of catfish is a real thing. She actually said to me one thing I thought was very sad. She goes, I didn't think you would like me for me. I still have no real idea if the picture that I found is actually her.
I think she has hope, Al.
I don't think we should do this in person, huh? Maybe this is a phoner. Maybe you can make this a call. I feel like we have to talk to this girl, guys. We have to talk.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I just don't think we should meet them. I feel like I already have. I've been living in this town, and I'm very easy to find here in Hoboken. Well, so I'm sure I've already met
them. And they live here. Now, but don't you almost kind of want to meet them and know what they look like so you now at least you know?
Yeah, just not here.
No, yeah. We could
and not moms.
Well, no, of course not. Of course not.
So where do we bring this person?
I don't know. Alex, you got
I'll go to their place.
I mean, I just...
You want to go to their place? What is wrong with you? That is the worst idea yet. You know what kind of chambers they have in that spot if they do this on the regular?
We are sitting right now in a Hoboken apartment. Where do you see space for a chamber?
I'm just saying. I don't know. You don't know what kind of apparatus
they got in this place. Look around. I can touch all the walls right now from where I'm sitting. And I have a nice place.
Images of other people.
It's actually very spacious for Hoboken.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Alex, what do you think?
I mean, first of all, I just don't understand the intent of any of it. Either her intent was straight up to just be mean to you and just, like, either A, annoy you and harass you, or B, set you up to then think that you got blown off. So, any way you look at the intent, it's just mean-spirited.
Are you worried for me?
I'm worried for you for the simple fact that you brought her in.
I feel like you share a...
brought her in.
Like a camaraderie.
You brought her in. She definitely feels a friendship.
I don't think so. I know. I think we were
the Beast, but you're Belle.
I feel like I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, just because of that I was kind to the person doesn't necessarily mean I like what was done. I just think, you know, I try and be a little bit more empathetic, and I look at that thing as saying, hey, you know, like, I'd just like to get to the bottom of the motivation behind it. When do you get hit with this type of opportunity, guys? When?
No, I'm not disagreeing that we should talk to them. I just think that you're, first of all, very cavalier in the idea of bringing her into other people's homes.
No, I wasn't going to bring her here.
If I said she could come here, she would be here right now.
No, that's not true. I thought it through. I really did. No.
I'm going to look in the text. I feel like it's in the text. Like, she's an Hoboken or something like that. Like, super simple, right?
No, she lives there, meaning, like, you know, it's easy to do.
Also, we did a Thanksgiving episode not too long ago. Misshaped mom's words in the text about how many girls that she's met.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll talk about that a different time.
But do you feel like there's honor amongst thieves? Like you said, you felt bad that she lied to you about having social media. Like you were mad that she lied to you about it. Of course she did.
Here's where, well, first of all, obviously not. You know what I mean? But you know what? And this is a mistake I feel like I've made in the past in a lot of aspects of my life where you feel like somebody does something that, they when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time.
Okay.
I kind of have a tendency to see good in people despite some of the initial shortcomings that might be present and say, oh, hey, if I'm nice to you, this will go away.
Okay.
Because are you just acting a certain way because maybe you feel insecure about something or maybe, you know, I'm applying it to things that don't obviously apply in this sense. But when I heard that, I said, oh, you know what? That's sad. I don't want that person to feel that way. Like, I have a certain way that, like, I don't think if I look at myself as a certain type of a person, right, and someone that is nice to other people, kind to other people, whatever it is, you doing something that should piss me off, let's say, or I should be freaked out over, shouldn't make me stop being that human. Like, if you're good to somebody, you're good to them all the time. You're not good to them based on what you're getting back. You're just trying to be good the whole way through. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Did you assume she would honor your, like, kindness and honesty?
Well, that clearly didn't happen. But she hit me back, basically. She's been snapping me nonstop. Apparently, she listens to the show. She's down to do the show.
So, they're Snapchat friends. But I just reread the text. You said the girl's down to do the show. And it wasn't until later when somebody else suggested that we Skype her in that you were like, oh, that works. So you planned on bringing this person into my home.
No, I planned on bringing them somewhere. Not here. Not necessarily here. Why would I want to do that?
I'm not going to get into it right now. But what I really believe is the first thought was, hey, Chris, can I bring this psycho into your house?
No, no way. No way. No shot.
And that's it. That's all I have on this subject.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I thought maybe we'd do it in like a public place. You know what I mean?
Well, how about everyone, if you have any catfish stories, send them on over to Manzo. Holy shit. I almost gave my just actual email. Just like my
Yeah, that was
regular,
rolling off your tongue real quick.
Yeah, my just like personal email. I just was just like, give it to this. And you could probably guess it now.
Yeah, at this point.
But Dear Albie mailbag at gmail.com. Catfish stories. What other stories? I'll take bad first date stories.
That's a good
episode suggestions.
Well, people, after I put that
things
out,
things you've protested.
First of all, when I put that out in my story, I got a ton of people writing me saying that they've either been catfished or whatever. People told me that they've been catfished by profiles on plenty of fish of me and you.
Oh, I've gotten plenty of screenshots of me on Tinder and Bumble and what's the new one? Not that one yet, but I was about to lie and say that one too, but that's not true. But Tinder, Bumble, I've seen a Match.com dating profile, somebody saying I was 39 years old. That's when I was 24. So
yikes.
Imagine how I felt.
Yeah.
But I've seen myself on Match. It said I had an athletic body, so it kind of – I felt better about the 39 thing.
Like, I would love to interview that guy. Like, the person
that
made that our
profile.
Yeah. See, that I love.
Yeah.
But they're still not allowed here. They might be allowed here, actually, because they might have just taken a picture.
Are you kidding? So you would rather have the person that faked being you than a person
being
someone else?
If they said they were actual me, like Chris Manzo, and they could answer questions as me, then no. But if it's somebody that's like, oh, I saw this dude on Google and I just took his picture, first of all, thank you. Second, then I want to just talk about, then, yeah, what are the goals? What were you going for?
Yeah, what were you going
for?
But
if it's somebody trying to be me and pretending they're me, I wouldn't allow them into my house. If it was just some like sad, pathetic guy who used my picture instead of his, bring him on.
So if you picked at random, it would be flattering. But if they picked you out specifically, it would be
insulting.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's copyright infringement.
Well,
only one person plays this role. I'm like Vinny Chase.
Overall,
you can't bring someone new in. It's not the same.
To basically make a decision here, okay, are we having the catfish on the show, yes or no?
Yeah, just not here.
Okay.
In a remote location.
Public. I vote yay.
I'm all in. Just, again, not here. Ideally, it would be over the phone.
Okay. We're going to figure this out. Guys, all right, so we're going to do this as a community. We made this decision as a community. You guys jumped on the Instagram. Let's ask questions as a community as well. For the catfish, dearalbymailbag@gmail.com. So just – that was a quick one. Just want to jump out, give you guys the update. I know there were a ton of questions. That's what happened. That's how it all went down. We will let you know. I am in communication with the fish. So when I get the date of how this is going to go down, we will do a part two of this. We will interview the catfish, and we will go from there. We'll get all your questions answered. DearAlbyMailbag@gmail. Please continue to rate, subscribe, all that good stuff. Hey, Alex, people listen to this. Pretty wild, huh?
It is.
Yeah, people actually listen to this stuff.
Chris Manzo 8, Venmo.
Oh, my God.
Still no payment. I made $3.02 so far.
Donate.
You know what? Hold on. I should probably thank them.
Wow.
Every donation gets a personalized
every
thank
single
you.
One, yeah.
You're accepting money from strangers, yeah. And you're telling me that...
That's the whole purpose of Venmo.
Oh, my God.
Jen Talbot said, can you get Meg Hahn on the podcast? That was a dollar request.
Mm-hmm.
I owe somebody something, actually. Jessica Salcido said she gave me $1.01 and a penny for your thoughts.
Oh, how very creative.
Do you guys want to give me a topic of my thoughts or just a thought?
The weather.
Gets darker quicker than it used to.
Yeah.
And lastly was Emily Honeycutt. What a name.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for getting out of bed to do a podcast. That's
it. Thank you guys for encouraging that. That's awful behavior. Thank you so much.
I don't mind that that's the most despicable thing I've ever done, because it's like, it's up to you. I'm not masking it. I'm not saying there's like a charity behind it. Like, you guys all donate the shit that are, that's just quietly.
Are you going to do anything with that money? Like, what if that really ticks
off?
It.
When it's more than $3, I'm going to buy something with
it. I was going to say, you're going to save up? Or is it,
I'll
just
tell you what, I'll make this trade. Like, every dollar I get, I'll keep a ledger for of what I spent it on. Like, I'll let you guys know where the Venmo money
where
went.
Their money went. Yeah.
Like, I'll do
disclosure.
That. Yeah, I have no problem with
this
that.
This is getting worse by the second. Guys, this is fun. We'll catch you guys very, very soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.